I have decided to talk about broadcast news, the 1987 James L. Brooks film, Holly Hunter, Albert Brooks, William Hurt, a young Joan Cusack. It is an absolutely perfect film, as far as I'm concerned, and I would love to know if anybody can find any flaws in it. The script is exceptional. The performances are exceptional. I love the cinematography. I love the pace of it. I love the twists and turns of it.
So for anybody who hasn't seen it, what is broadcast news about?
It's the story of three people who work in a news station, basically, a network news station, and their various approaches, basically, to what the responsibilities of newscasting are and their various romantic entanglements. It's incredibly funny. It's a satire as well as a romantic comedy. And spoiler alert, even though it's a romantic comedy, it's maybe one of the like five romantic comedies where the boy and girl don't end up together at the end, but it's still a triumph.
Now tell me where you were when you discovered this film.
So I maybe would have seen it when I was like 9 or 10 or something. The first thing I remember is that awesome scene where Joan Cusack is sprinting along the corridor trying to get the tape to play on live news. And that's, I think, one of the big hinge points for me. It's one of the things that I will always remember. But I think it was only when I came back to it much, much later that I realised how much a regular watching of it, because it was one of my family's favourite films, must have influenced me. Because I put it to you that the films you see as a child really, really impact on the kind of human being that you become. Mm-hmm. So I always said I came to Dirty Dancing too late. I saw Dirty Dancing when I was like 24. If I had seen Dirty Dancing when I was 13, which is...
Yeah, when most people see it.
Totally. And ostensibly the age it was designed to be seen at, I would have thought the weird-looking girl, the odd-looking girl with the morals and the ethics can get Johnny Castle, can break down his exterior walls and see the beautiful human being that he is underneath. In that the film that I saw on repeat when I was young was this film in which the odd-looking, highly strung girl with the morals breaks down the Johnny Castle figure and sees nothing behind it but empty facade, and realises that the great end to this romantic comedy is that she breaks up with him for the right reasons and goes in her taxi cab away from the great airport scene. I think that definitely impacted on the way I lived my teens and my 20s.
Really? How so? Yeah. Because the Holly Hunter character is a really interesting character to have as a teenager with you, because like you said, she does kind of make the right decisions. Well, in that end scene she does. But she's a really complex character. I think the first we see of her, she's sitting crying before she goes to work.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting role model to have, because when and certainly I think we're about the same age, Virginia. Mm. And oh,
21?
Oh, I was going to say 27.
I'll take it. Either way, I'll take it.
I remember my, you know, not having a lot of strong women growing. Like, I didn't see this film until I was about 28 or 30.
Yeah,
So didn't have, you know, she's a great role model. Tell me how she did influence your life growing up.
I've always fallen, you know, I'm in the world of actors and I've always fallen for a lot of Toms, and I've always, which is the William Hurt figure, and I've always eventually come to realise that Toms you can't spend your life with, you know, that they're very beautiful and vacuous and exemplify. I love this thing that she keeps coming back to. They exemplify everything that's wrong with the world of entertainment or the world of newscasting or whatever it is, which is of form over substance, that these people are beautiful but they have nothing to say. Albert Brooks, of course, says it quite a lot too, and he says he accuses William Hurt of being the devil. This is how the devil comes to us. It doesn't come twirling a cane. He doesn't come with his horns of fire and brimstone. He comes in a great-looking package in a position where he can talk to a lot of people and slowly erode their sensibilities on the things that matter most. I also think she is an amazing role model for women in the industry, for any woman in a job, basically, because she, for the first time in any film that I've ever seen, she's the Svengali figure. So she's the one. She's not the beautiful face who learns to be a reporter as, I mean, up close and personal, I think, that Robert Redford film with Michelle Pfeiffer, that's basically that story. A good-looking girl, Robert Redford is the older guy who teaches her the ropes and, you know, makes her what she is, a news anchor, basically. But here, She's the brains, she's the smart, she's the uncompromising morality. And she takes this mask of beauty in William Hurt as far as she possibly can.
You're listening to Weekend Arts. I'm Melanie Tate. My guest is actor Virginia Gay. We're talking about a film that means a lot to her in this week's masterpiece, Broadcast News, directed by James L. Brooks in 1987, starring Holly Hunter, William Hunt and Albert Brooks. Do you think this is James Brooks' his best film? It's his tour de force?
I do. I love Terms of Endearment as well, of course. But for I love this film because it's so free of sentimentality. And Terms of Endearment handles sentimentality so well because it's so raw, all of the engagements with emotion, really. But I love this because it deals with life in such a practical way. These people aren't dying. They are just wrestling with their ethics, what they want their life to be, and how the world asks you to compromise to continue living, basically. I think it is one of the most exquisite pieces of writing because at each point there's a little puncturing of what you imagine the character to be. At each point there's a little, so Holly Hunter does have moments of vanity, even though she, you know, presents as a person without vanity, who is all about the power of the mind. So the little moment where she puts on perfume and she says, "What? I read it in a magazine." Gorgeous. And the moments where Tom, the William Hurt character, knows that he's stupid, you know, not stupid, but knows that he has limitations and he knows that it's unfair that he's good at what he does and that people like him for it. It hobbles him, but it doesn't stop him. There's a lovely scene where he talks to Holly Hunter about it and she says, "What do you want me to give you permission to be a fake? Is that what you want? You want me to validate your fakery?" I really wanted to do the scene between Albert Brooks and Holly Hunter as my graduating scene from drama school, the scene where she screams, "Maybe you're the devil," and he says, "You know I'm not," and she says, "Why not?" And he says, "Because we have the kind of relationship, if I were the devil, you'd be the only person I'd tell." And then, of course, a moment later he says, "And of course I love you," and she says, "What?" And he goes, "How do you like that? I buried the lead."
So, Virginia, do you know much about how this film came to be? You know, it's 1987, what was going on then?
Well, I know, obviously, that it was written for Deborah Winger, who he'd just done Terms of Endearment with. The role was written for Deborah Winger, the Holly Hunter role. And I now, of course, can't imagine anybody else doing that role. But I think also we're starting to see around 1987, we're seeing the beginning of infotainment. We're seeing the slow dumbing down of how we interact with a wider population. I do know, too, that it was a long time in the making. It was a labour of love for a really long time. And then, of course, it got a great deal of acclaim. And I think James L. Brooks said, "It's a terrible thing when you're trying to work with the spotlight in your eyes, when you suddenly become concerned not about the next project, but about your career," which is, of course, partly what the film is about, too.
You mentioned that it influenced you as a young girl growing up. Does it continue to influence you as an actor in your work?
Absolutely. If I had my magical ways, I would go back in time and I would steal Holly Hunter's body for that film. I love all of that volatility. And I think, honestly, just watching it again to do this interview, I thought, I'm going to steal more from this. You know, there's so much there of a woman on the edge, but ready to fly in any way at any time. You know, she can be incredibly vulnerable just when you think she's going to explode. And I love that. And I never feel like I know where, even though I've seen the film, what, 9 times, maybe more, I never know which way she's going to go, which is incredible acting. And I really think I should learn more from it, basically. Let's be honest. Yeah. I would like to be more like Holly Hunter in this.
Yeah. I would suspect that a lot of people who are listening today are going to be coming to Broadcast News for the first time. They might be inspired as a result of this conversation to go and watch it. What would you like them to look for within this film in order to get the experience you have from it?
I would love them to look for the idea that stories don't have to progress the way we've been conditioned to expect them to progress. That really great storytelling uses a trope and then unpacks it, but unpacks it in such a funny, loving, agonizingly wonderful way that you barely know it's happening. It's such a good satire. You barely know it's a romantic comedy, and it's such a good romantic comedy, you barely realize it's a satire. I'd love for people to show their daughters this film at the important age that says getting the beautiful guy is not the most important thing. Having morals ethics, an incredibly good career, is not considered a second best. That is the triumph of this film. And they all end up happily, but with people who are right for them, which I love.
Well, Virginia Gay, it's been a pleasure chatting with you about this, and I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a delight to think about this film like this.